The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 9th of November, 2008. It's the birthday of the poet Anne Sexton, born in Newton, Massachusetts in 1928. Today is the anniversary of Kristallnacht, the night in 1938 when the Nazis coordinated a nationwide attack in Germany on Jewish homes, businesses, and synagogues. In all, more than 1,000 synagogues were burned or destroyed, about 7,500 Jewish businesses. Before that night, in 1938, the Nazis had carried out their terror secretly and individually. But after Kristallnacht, the Nazis felt free to persecute the Jews openly because they knew that nobody would stop them. It was on this day in 1989, the East German Communist Party made a quiet announcement that the Berlin Wall would be open for private trips abroad, and within days, millions of East Germans flooded into West Berlin and citizens began to pull the wall to pieces. It's the birthday of the Irish playwright Hugh Leonard, born in Dublin, 1926. He was born John Keyes Byrne. He joined an amateur drama club, acted in a couple of plays, tried writing a few plays, sent one of his plays to the Abbey Theatre, which they rejected, and so he sent in a second one, this time giving himself the pen name Hugh Leonard, and the Abbey Theatre accepted it. Though he didn't like the name Hugh Leonard, he said it's an awful Protestant name, really, John Keyes Byrne became Hugh Leonard. Wrote for radio and for television, and then wrote an adaptation of James Joyce's Portrait of the Artist. It was called Stephen Dee. It was staged in Dublin, London, New York City, was a big success. Set out to adapt great works of literature to television, wrote screenplay adaptations of Dickens and Emily Bronte, Flaubert, Dostoevsky. And then in 1970, the Irish legislature made a law that gave Irish writers and artists who lived and worked in Ireland an exemption from income tax, and Hugh Leonard returned home and focused on writing plays for the stage. The first work that he wrote was an autobiographical play called Da, an Irish version of Dad, and it was enormously successful. Also wrote two memoirs and a regular humor column for a Dublin newspaper. Hugh Leonard, who said there is only one immutable law in life, in a gentleman's toilet, incoming traffic has the right of way. Here's a poem for today by Wendell Berry entitled How to Be a Poet, to remind myself. Make a place to sit down. Sit down. Be quiet. You must depend upon affection, reading, knowledge, skill, more of each than you have, inspiration, work, growing older, patience, for patience joins time to eternity. Any readers who like your work doubt their judgment. Breathe with unconditional breath the unconditioned air. Shun electric wire. Communicate slowly. Live a three-dimensioned life. Stay away from screens. Stay away from anything that obscures the place it is in. There are no unsacred places. There are only sacred places and desecrated places. Accept what comes from silence. Make the best you can of it, of the little words that come out of the silence like prayers, prayed back to the one who prays. Make a poem that does not disturb the silence from which it came. How to Be a Poet by Wendell Berry, from his collection Given, published by Shoemaker Horde and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find thousands of classic and contemporary poems by hundreds of poets online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.